Beginning next year, the State Department will begin to regulate international adoptions to the United States. That's because today, the U.S. is officially signing on to the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoption. Until now, there's been no government oversight of adoption agencies working abroad. This new move has raised concern among families and agencies worried about slowing down the process and hampering an industry already on the decline. Others say the widespread abuse makes regulation necessary. Adam Pertman is the executive director of the Evan B. Donaldson Adoption Institute. He's also the author of the book Adoption Nation, How the Adoption Revolution is Transforming America. He joins us now from Boston. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first, I know that this new policy or protocol will take some time to implement. What exactly might this ultimately mean for families that want to adopt children from overseas?
Well, I hope what it means, and what certainly the framers of it hope it means, is that this will be a more regular, more monitored, more thoughtful process that people can count on, and that it will also be more ethical. And those are all good things. That doesn't mean there isn't a price to pay, but those are all good things.
Okay. You've mentioned the good things. What's the price to be paid?
Well, the price might be, at least in the short term, that adoptions are slower to occur. It might mean some countries don't comply with the regulations and the standards, and there will be fewer or perhaps no children adopted from them. There are all sorts of possibilities, but one has to look at both sides. And generally speaking, well-thought-out, well-regulated, well-monitored processes in the longer term tend to be less expensive and more efficient. And that, I think, is a good thing for a lot of people who feel that adopting is an uncertain process.
Uncertain, but also expensive. I mean, might this also add to the actual cost of the process?
It could. I think the same argument goes in the short term, perhaps, because there are costs involved in training and regulation and monitoring, and somebody's going to pay for those costs. On the other hand, again, efficiency generally works better, and the market generally has helped in this regard. And there are tax credits and other offsetting elements. But sure, that is absolutely a risk.
So we're moving from a system with little or no oversight to a system of much more aggressive oversight, and the State Department will serve as sort of the central authority to oversee
exactly
this process. Is the State Department equipped to handle something like this?
God, I hope so. The Hague Treaty mandates that every country have a central authority. Some countries establish separate units. The United States decided that it would be handled through the State Department. It has been getting ready for this. I think we signed on to The Hague in 1994 to this convention. And so it's had quite a bit of time to prepare. So one hopes that they have all the pieces in place. We will see. They seem to be doing the process in a thoughtful way. That's a good sign. The regulations were put out. There was good comment. And now, next April, it's supposed to take effect. That gives everybody some time to put the right processes in place.
One of the worries here is that some of the best adoption agencies are very small operations, and that this protocol will add to the cost and might ultimately drive them out of business. Are you worried about that?
I don't want good practitioners to be driven out of practice, but what I don't want more is for adoption to get a black eye through people thinking that it's about baby selling and it's full of scandals and all of that. That's worse for adoption, for practitioners, and especially for children. So if we're putting into place a process that helps make this more ethical, more thoughtful, then in the end, it's a very good thing.
Adam Pertman, thank you very much for talking to us.
You bet.
Adam Pertman is the author of Adoption Nation, How the Adoption Revolution is Transforming America. He's also the executive director of the Evan B. Donaldson Adoption Institute.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.